Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Tes Zayin, Baba Kama 16b, pagination is 32. We're starting from about a quarter of the way up from the bottom. We are in the middle of the line, there's a two dots, and the words, Ki Karu Shucha Lilochdeni. Yirmiya is speaking. Perek Yud Ches, 18th chapter of Yirmiya, where he describes that people are digging a pit to capture him, to ensnare him. The story of Yirmiya, like that of a number of different prophets, is that he was the one to interface between the Jewish people and Hashem, and it did not go well. Although Yirmiya tried to advocate on behalf of the Jewish people and also tried to rebuke and inspire them to improve the things that were complaints against them, we're talking about the years right before the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk describes Vayomru, the people of Anassos, about whom Yirmiya was speaking and dealing with, they said about him, L'chu v'nachshiva al Yirmiyahu, let us make plans, plots, regarding the Navi Yirmiya. L'chu v'nakehu balashon, let us strike him with speech. Va'al nachshiva el kol devarav, and we will no longer have to hear what he has to say. We'll see in a moment what it is that they wanted to do. They were going to do a plot implemented through speech to destroy Yirmiya. And Yirmiya responds, Zechar omdi lefanecha ledaber aleihem tova. Hashem, remember all the time I tried to speak benevolently about them and to change the decree. Hayeshulam tachas tova ra'a. Are they going to pay me back bad in exchange for the good that I've been trying to do? Karu shucha lilachdeni. They've dug a pit to try to ensnare me. Kol atzasam alayla maves. They plot my death. And so Yirmiya davins, Yiyu mukshalim lefanecha. They shall stumble before you. We'll have to see what that means. Be'es apcha asei bohem, in the time of your anger, you should act against them. A very piercing prayer for a prophet. What had to have pushed him so much for him to actually pray against these people? So the Gemara tells us regarding this pasuk, ki karu shucha, they've dug a pit, lilachdeni, to ensnare me. In one explanation, shechashtuhu me'eshes ish. They were going to say testimony and try to get Yirmiya to fall by saying testimony that he was with a married woman, and that carries with it the death penalty, and that's why he continues, as we just quoted, Kol atzasam alay lamaves, their plan against me is a deathly plan. They want to kill me. According to the laws, the Jewish court considered that a capital punishment based on the psukim, and he would be subject to the death penalty. That's a scary place to be. Yirmiya was not alone. There were other prophets who also felt terrible backlash as a result of their divinely directed rebuke. Eliyahu did not have it easy. Baruch Hashem, he just was elevated above the problems, but he didn't have it easy. Zechariah ben Yehoyada Kohen Gadol was killed by the people on Yom Kippur because of the rebuke that he issued in trying to avert the catastrophe of the first Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. And Yirmiyah also, in his own way, suffered terribly from the people. What is it that Yirmiyah actually davened? Dorash Rava, Rava explained. My dechsev, what does it mean? Yiyu mochshalim lefanecha be'es apecho asei bohem. They should stumble before you, and therefore, in the time of your anger, you will act against them. Omar Yirmiyah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yirmiyah said in front of Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Afilu b'sha'a sha'osim tzedakah, even when they give charity, Hechshilam b'vnei Adam she'enan mehuganim. Let them stumble by giving it to people who are not worthy. Kedei shelo yikablu aleihen schar, so that they should not receive reward because of the charity that they give. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Agados, printed in the back of the Pirush on Yevamos, it's the third siman. Rabbi Chanan writes that really, if a person intends to give tzedakah for the right reasons, and he's trying his best, and an ones happened, he was tricked, beyond his control, the money went to an improper cause, then he would still get reward for what he tried to do, because that's an example of human mortality, if you will. We're fallible. We try to do the best we can. If through situations beyond our control, it doesn't turn out the way we wanted, but machshava mitztaref lemaisa, the intent is considered the action and we get reward. But if the people do not give tzedakah for the right reasons, then the only redeeming factor to that charity is that it ended up doing good things. Normally, a mitzvah has both components. It's a mitzvah, a commandment from Hashem, and it does good things. But if we isolate that it wasn't done as a mitzvah, it was done for ulterior motives, perhaps for the honor of it or whatever, and you couple that with the fact that it didn't go to a good cause, so then they would be deprived of the merit. And this is what Yirmiyah davened, that they're not righteous people, and if they end up doing something righteous, they'll have a merit. Make it that they end up giving to improper causes. What prompts Yirmiyah to deprive someone of a potential merit? Ultimately, merit is good. Why is Yirmiyah offering such a piercing prayer against these people? And it would seem that this is the same thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did when he dealt with Korach. And he said, Al teifen el min chosam. Hashem should not find favorable the offering of the people that were rebelling against him, because on one level, Moshe understood that even though they're wrong, but if their altruism is somehow held as a merit, then the divine retribution might not occur because there's a protection. They have a merit to their name. And Moshe at that point could not afford that they be protected by merit, because he needed to be abundantly clear to the people that these people of the rebellion were wrong. He needed them punished in a very overt way. Similarly, Yirmiyah is dealing with a situation where these people are being horrendously bad, plus stooping to try to undermine him and kill him. Yirmiyah couldn't afford that some merit that they might have should protect them, because that's generally how Hashem works. The person may be very bad, but Malach Melitz Echad Mini Aleph, some merit could hold sway. Yirmiyah needed to daven that that even though normally tzedakah tatzul mimavis, charity is very powerful to protect, in their case, they're giving for the wrong reasons, and he prayed it should go to bad causes, and therefore they should not have that protection, and instead they should be punished, because that's what was required at the time, similar to Moshe. Yirmiyah, as a representative of Hashem, needed Hashem's support in a very overt way at this time. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.